one of the most celebrated voices in modern South African music, has died. Singer, dancer, and activist Johnny Clegg co-founded two groundbreaking racially mixed bands during the apartheid era, and he took their music to fans around the world. Johnny Clegg died Tuesday at a family home in Johannesburg after a years-long struggle with cancer. He was 66. NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkos has this remembrance.
Johnny Clegg wrote his 1987 song Asimbonanga for Nelson Mandela while the future president was still in prison. It became an anthem for South Africa's freedom fighters. Clegg was born in England, but he became one of South Africa's most creative and outspoken cultural figures. He discovered the country's music when he was a young teenager in Johannesburg, as he told NPR in 2017.
I stumbled on Zulu street guitar music being performed by Zulu migrant workers, traditional tribesmen from the rural areas. And they developed a totally unique genre of guitar music indigenous to South Africa. And I found that quite emancipating.
He'd been studying classical guitar, but he found a local black teacher who took him into neighborhoods where whites weren't supposed to go. Because he was so young, he was accepted. And in those neighborhoods, he discovered his other great passion, the warlike movements of Zulu dance.
Which were pretty powerful for a young 16-year-old adolescent boy. They knew something about being a man, which they could communicate physically in the way that they danced and carried themselves. And I wanted to be able to do the same thing. Basically, I wanted to become a Zulu warrior. And in a very deep sense, it offered me an African identity.
And even though he was white, he was welcomed into their ranks, despite the dangers to both him and his mentors. He was arrested multiple times for breaking the segregation laws. Yet, he continued to go back. And it was through his dance team that he met one of his longest musical collaborators.
I met Sipho Mqunu, and we played for about 6-7 years, traditional Maskanda guitar music. We couldn't play in public, so we played in private venues, schools, churches, university. We played a lot of embassies. We played a lot of consulates.
Clegg wanted to try to meld Zulu music with Celtic folk and rock, so they founded a band called Jaluka, which means sweat in Zulu. At the time, Johnny was a professor of anthropology. Sipho was working as a gardener. They landed a record deal, and while they couldn't get airplay or perform publicly in South Africa, the band still managed to find an audience, and one of its songs became a hit in the UK.
They are the skeletons of Africa, each uprooted one.
The band toured internationally for several years, but eventually broke up. So Clegg founded a new group, Savuka, meaning We Have Risen in Zulu.
Savuka was launched basically in the state of emergency in South Africa in 1986. You could not ignore what was going on. The entire Savuka project was based in this South African experience and the fight for a better quality of life and freedom for all.
Nelson Mandela eventually danced on stage with Savuka, and Clegg went on to a solo career. But in 2017, he announced he'd been fighting cancer and launched one final tour. The following year, dozens of high-profile musicians recorded one of Clegg's songs to honor him and benefit primary school education in South Africa. Clegg never shied away from being described as a crossover artist. He embraced the concept.
I love it. I love the hybridization of culture, language, music, dance. If we look at the history of art, generally speaking, It is through the interaction of different communities, cultures, worldviews, ideas, concepts that invigorates styles and genres and gives them life and gives people a different angle on stuff that was really just, you know, being passed down blindly from generation to generation.
Johnny Clegg didn't do anything blindly. Instead, he held a mirror up to his nation and urged South Africa to redefine itself. Anastasia Tsoulikas, NPR News, New York.